has been.
You're better half, right?
Yeah, she's got my back.
You guys are awesome.
So, again, the righteous will flourish if they are discerning. Mm. All right. So,
look at Kenny.
What did you say? You said something about reading from Timothy. Great gain is not godliness.
1 Timothy 6:6.
Contentment with godliness, or godliness with contentment, is great gain. So it's a great thing. Hello, my brother.
Hi, Kenny.
It's a great thing to have contentment with godliness.
Yeah.
I'm
going to hand that to you.
This is 2 Timothy.
Okay. Now, so let's see.
Ian.
He said 2 Timothy 6:6 is what we were just reading.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
So, let's look at what we are to expect. Okay. The last days. Well, the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. There's going to be a great departure.
Yeah.
There could be a big revival. But if you have a great revival under the guise of false prophets, what do you think is going to happen?
A great falling away.
A great falling away.
Yeah.
This isn't what, all of a sudden reality is going to set in.
Got one for Ian.
Okay. When reality sets in, then all of a sudden, humility. Hello, hello, my brother. All of a sudden, humility will set. The humility sets in. And watch your back there. It looks like something sticking out of the...
Oh, yeah, metal bar.
Oh, okay. I won't lean back up.
So, we're talking about the last days when modern-day prophets speak contrary to God's word. So there's some... the first scripture we looked at was Jeremiah 27.
Mm-hmm. We're here.
Yes. Yes.
It's a
so...
message.
But let's look at history, biblical history, the way things have always been. Let's look at the next scripture is Jeremiah, or Isaiah, I'm sorry, Isaiah 10:20. And I'm just sharing with you what God's word says, all right? Which we should always depend upon. It doesn't matter what man says. It doesn't matter what man can show you. God's word is a rock. But look at this. Jeremiah or Isaiah 10:20. It shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel. What is a remnant?
A small fraction.
The remnant of Israel, as such as are escaped of the house of Jacob, shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. For though thy people of Israel be as the sand of the sea, which is innumerable, right? Yet a remnant of them shall return. A small fraction. The consumption, that word consumption means destruction. The destruction or consumption decreed shall overflow with righteousness, for the Lord of hosts shall make a consumption or a destruction even determined in the midst of all the land. So God says the land is going to be destroyed. Again, God says you're going to go into captivity. Everything's going to be taken from you. The temple is going to be trodden down. It's going to be destroyed. Nebuchadnezzar came and did that, fulfilling God's word. It didn't matter what the prophet, oh no, this will never happen. We're going to overcome them and we won't be subject to Babylon, blah, 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 blah. Again, God says, I didn't send these people. They speak a lie in my name. Mm. So we have to understand what the scriptures say to and what we are to look forward to, so that when we see, like Jesus said, you know, we can look at some of Jesus' teachings. When you see these things happen, know. He talks about famines and earthquakes. He talks about war, you know, rumors of war in diverse places. He talks about things. He says, so when you remember that I said these, so that when they happen, you can have peace and know that I already told you ahead of time. And that's the thing about God, is he's able to show us what's going to happen. In the latter times, some shall depart. There's going to be various ways. Deceiving spirits by prophets, deceiving spirits by false teachers, deceiving spirits through cultural, what would you say, change. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
When he's talking about the remnant, I think about that a lot. We talk about the 144,000.
Gotcha.
And that is the part of the remnant that's going to be in Israel, but there can be thousands and thousands and thousands of people there, but they're not part of the remnant. Now, will they be converted during that time?
Hopefully, yes. Some will.
That's the intent.
Yeah, that's the purpose of the 144. Yeah.
That's what I'm just saying. So, we're looking at this in old times, and you're talking about Babylon and everything else, but the bottom line is, when they all return, which they are doing, you know, now that they're a nation again and everything, there's lots of them over there that still live in the old world.
Right.
They still live under the law. They still live.
Yep.
They don't know, but the remnant will be the one.
Yep.
To show them.
The last scripture, Romans 9, Paul basically is repeating this. Isaiah also cries concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. Now, I have something that I want to share with you about what's happening right now in our nation. And you've heard me mention this before. Somehow, I don't remember how I got a hold of it or what led me to it, but I got a hold of a book called The Naked Communist. And it was written in 1958, but in 1954, this man, through a series of connections, went to a communist meeting in which they set forth the agenda for the United States. And so here is, there's pages of their agenda, but I want to highlight the things that are pertinent to us. This is, now, understand, is that glass or plastic?
Plastic.
Okay. If that was glass and somebody struck it, it would crack if they struck it just right without shattering. If it cracked, that means things could get out, things could get in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so look at our nation. As a whole, our nation is built on godly principles.
Foundation.
The word. Okay? And when Ecclesiastes 10:6, I believe it says that if you dig a hole, you fall into it, and if you break the hedge, you get bit by the serpent. When our nation has its core belief system cracked, then that opens it up for stuff to be lost, but other stuff to come in. And so look at the enemy as the Bible says he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for opportunities. That's what Satan did with Jesus. All opportunities, he tried to kill him. You know, they would try to stone him. And since the Pharisees, they tried to stone him or throw him off cliffs. Looking for opportunities. And so the enemy, I see this happening here as where the enemy looks to take advantage. And part of the enemy, one of our enemies, is communism, which has always been an enemy. Okay, here's some of the things that I highlighted. It's itemized of their agenda. Do away with all loyalty oaths. I'm not going to be loyal to the flag of the United States. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States.
Capture one or both?
Yep. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institution by claiming their activities violate civil rights. This was set forth in 1954. Understand that. Not yesterday or 10 years ago. Looking for opportunities. Waiting. Making things happen. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. Change history.
That's why they want to change all of our things. They want to take away all the history and all that kind of stuff. That's
gain control of all student newspapers. Use student riots to foment public protest against programs or organizations which are under communist attack.
Yeah, that offends me. That word makes me disgusting.
Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making positions. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic impression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings.
Wow.
Substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. I think of the Calder Plaza. Wyoming City Hall. What's in front of it? I don't know. It's something.
It's expensive
and meaningless.
Yeah.
Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. This is an agenda. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. 1954, this was all planned. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV.
Yeah.
Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Mm-hmm. Infiltrate the churches. Now we're getting to where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah.
Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion, Jesus Christ, the same mm-hmm. yesterday, today, and forever, no other name under which man can be saved, with social religion, discredit the Bible, and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch.
I sure would love to send this to my brother.
I'll get this to you.
What is the book called?
The Naked Communist.
Written in 1954.
Actually, 1958. He went to this meeting. This communist meeting.
And then it took him a while to formulate the book. Okay.
Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Mm-hmm. Guess where that came from?
Yeah.
But it's not true. That statement is not true. Our purpose, or the our founder's purpose in putting in, means that the government shall not make a law concerning religion. That's what they broke away from was that England had a national religion that was ran by the king. And unless you followed the king and his religion,
you could lose everything,
yes. So we decided when they came here that we're not going to be like that. The government will not establish religious policy. So they've contorted it. So prayer in schools does not violate. The government is not advocating that. The government is not telling us we had to do it. That comes from the local areas. So it does not violate the separation of church and state. It just meant that the government isn't going to interfere with what the church does. To discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations and on a worldwide basis. Our Constitution is old. It needs to be revised. You ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't apply anymore. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man.
And that's exactly what they're doing now. They
want to
tear down.
Yeah.
Tear down the, now they want to tear down, what is it? Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
They're all selfish. And,
Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. This is their plan.
It's working pretty good.
Put them on a pill. Whatever.
Oh.
That's like what California's doing. Yeah. They made it illegal for homosexuals to get counseling from churches.
Yeah.
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 They said that you cannot denounce homosexuality. And that only, right?
Right, yeah. Yes.
And that's what Jeffrey McCall's fighting against.
Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce.
Oh. That's terrible.
Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents.
You know, all the time you're saying this, all I can see in my mind is we say that evil is good and good is evil. That's all I can see.
Yeah.
Everything that they're telling you is exactly opposite.
Yep.
I don't know how, I don't understand how normal, everyday people, other than being deceived by the devil, can possibly think that what they're promoting and doing is anything but bad.
Yeah.
There's nothing good about it.
It's a delusion. The Bible talks about
and hide someplace else.
Yeah.
There's no place else to
hide. Yeah. You know, the Bible does say if you're bent on believing things that are opposed to God, he's going to give you over to it.
Yeah.
And here's the last one. I mean, there's more, but this is the last one I'm going to share. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition.
Oh boy.
Why? Because we had a Civil War and all that stuff?
Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political and social problems.
Black Lives Matter.
1954.
And somebody got killed because of somebody's bad actions. Now we have the right to go and riot and
you have,
everybody else's property.
See, you have an enemy of our culture out there. In many ways, there's enemies of the church, enemies of our culture, and, you know, and they're just waiting for opportunities. Some create the opportunities. There's and many believe that we're underneath what's happening is credited to, well, you know, I've shared with you that this COVID thing has been planned since 2010. But there's an old Chinese principle out there that they've used, and everybody uses it now, to bring order out of chaos. So you create chaos.
And you bring in a new order.
You bring in, and people are willing to give up their rights in order to have order established.
That's ridiculous.
That is a created, you know, bondage, bringing you into bondage, the one world order.
Yeah. I always thought they'd do it by collapsing the American dollar, and then we would all be screaming for a world, you know.
Yeah.
One day a $100 bill isn't worth nothing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what'll happen if they pass the Green Deal.
Something like that may still happen.
Yeah. Well, we were listening to John Hagee, and he said, how many days did it take to bring chaos to the over this COVID thing? I mean, it days and things just started falling.
Yeah.
Once dominoes. It's true. If you think about it, you know, the word already tells us that there will be a day when you can't even buy a loaf of bread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The economic crash back in the, 20s or 30s?
Why can't you?
Just like that.
There will come a day when you won't be able to, for a bag of gold, you won't be able to get a loaf.
Gold will be worthless.
Mm-hmm. See, what they're getting at is, example is, let's say that for some reason you shut off all the wheat growers and stuff like that for some out. Now you can't get the wheat, so the only little bit of wheat you got, people are going to want it, and they're going to pay anything they can to get that wheat so they can get a loaf of bread.
During the Civil War, cotton was worth more than gold.
Wow.
Because there was no cotton.
Wow.
The country was at war, and we were like...
True. So, do not be impressed with modern-day prophets, modern-day teachers. You guys have enough word in you to know truth, to discern truth.
Yeah.
Because in the latter days, the Spirit says, some shall depart by giving from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, be it prophetic, be it teachers. The enemy is going to look for every opportunity to deceive those. Like he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, this is what the Holy Spirit showed me about that scripture is, we know that from history, the Bible tells us that the devil has always wanted to be God.
Number one.
He's going to, in the end, he's going to try to set himself up as God.
Yeah.
There's only one line of Judah. That's Christ.
Yeah.
So the enemy roars as a lion. He imitates God.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks and tries to imitate God, looking for who's going to listen to him. Who doesn't have that discernment? Who doesn't have the word in them to go, that doesn't sound right. Something inside says it isn't right.
Yeah.
And those who go, oh, I heard from God. Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's why we need. The righteous will flourish. It doesn't matter if it's feast or famine. It doesn't matter what comes our way, the righteous will flourish if we are discerning.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, the righteous believe that God can make streams in the desert. He can bring water out of rock. He can bring manna where there's nothing. God can do the impossible. So we don't have to be subject to this world's resources. We are subject to kingdom resources. And that we have to remind ourselves. Everything around you is going to direct you to the world. That's the current. Everything around you is going to direct you to either poverty or lack or illness or sickness. But that is not kingdom principle.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God, Paul says in Romans, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. No fear. Why? Because we're in God's hands. He's got our back. He's got it all handled, and we just trust in Him.
We're His people.
He's going to take care of
David them. Says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread.
Yeah.
So there comes a time